Hi everybody, welcome to another segment with Dave and myself down in the dungeon. We're doing stuff that is just super scientific. Now we're going to show you something so radical and so phenomenal that you're not going to believe that this was used over 150 years ago to treat almost everything under the sun. And it works. What am I going to show you? You can buy this at any hardware store. You got to make sure you're buying the right thing. And you got to make sure you do it with common sense. Don't be stupid with this stuff because it's super, super, super powerful. When you find this at a health food store, you might. It's called Terebinth. You'll find it in the essential oil section. Okay, Terebinth. T-E-R-E-B-I-N-T-H. Or another name for Terebinth is Turpentine. Oh, Turpentine. You can take this orally, you know that? Would you believe that? And they've got all this crap on there. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Okay, we're going to show you how to take turpentine. Now, when taking this, because of the efficacy and the potency of this, you, future alchemist, kitchen alchemist, the future herbalist, the future naturopath, the future naturalist, the ones that are going to be dealing with genetically engineered problems, nanoparticles, and chemtrails, you are going to use your brain. You're going to use common sense. A little goes a long way. Okay? A little goes a long way. And in any new venture you apply, especially with something this powerful, you are going to start small amounts. And anybody you help with this, you start them with small amounts and you gradually build them up. Okay? Now, when you use this, you are going to use a carrier. Okay? What a carrier is oil or honey. The old days they used to use a sugar cube, but we're going to use one or the other. Now, taking this at night before going to bed, especially with those of you suffering from fungal infections, bacterial infections, viral infections, candida. Ooh, candida. Okay, we're going to use this. This is not a quick fix. This is not an overnight sensation. Do not take the can and drink the whole can thinking good, more is better. You'll be dead. Okay? The only thing that'll be on you will be a box saying, here lies dummy. You're being stupid. Okay? Use your head. Okay? We're here to heal, not be stupid. Okay? So, what are we going to do?
I guess same thing with like people that are currently taking any sort of medications, the 2-hour window?
Always. Always. Okay, in this one, maybe even longer. But your 2-hour window minimum, do not, and I repeat, do not mix anything we do on these videos with drugs. Okay? Say no to drugs. Okay? Especially the ones that are being prescribed. The ones in the street are probably safer. So say no to drugs, the ones that are being prescribed. There's only one or two drugs that I actually like, and they even mucked that up. Okay, so again, say no to drugs. Okay, all right, here we go. So we're gonna pour a cap. Ooh, a cap. Of turpentine. Now we're gonna put twice the amount of honey in there, or twice the amount of oil. Even maybe three times. Okay, we are going to dilute this. Okay, do not want any superstars, because the only thing that you'll be superstarring is a cloud. Maybe a harp or a pitchfork, wherever the way you're going. But, okay, don't be stupid here. Okay, all right. So what I'm going to do, three. I might even go four with this one. Okay, four. More like 4.5. Ooh, yeah, that's pretty good.
You know what's interesting? I've heard of turpentine, but I've never actually checked to see what it actually is. Okay. And it was interesting to find out what it actually is. Okay. Do you want to explain?
No.
No?
That's a secret. Shh. Turpentine in Canada is balsam fir. It's the oil of balsam fir. In the United States, turpentine is pine oil from the pine bark. Okay? We're mixing this up. You can even. Just keep on working. Let's keep working until it mixes. Again, no superstars, no dummies here, okay? We want intelligent people, we want creative people. We want people they're going to, you know, do something constructive. It's going to rebuild the system, especially after it falls down, because it's not going to last. And hopefully we'll, human race will wake up to the reality that we are better than what we're being told. And that with all these lies and deception about how we are evil and bad and all this stuff, will wake up to the reality that we have potential. I keep telling everybody God doesn't make junk. Nobody seems to believe me. I don't know why. But anyway, okay, so what I may even do with this is I may... Oh, that'll work. That'll work. I want to really mix this up. Okay, we're going to use the power blender method. Now, this may work, this may not. Ooh, look at that. Hey, that's a beauty. That's a beauty, okay. This is only going to take about a minute to do this. You can whisk it. I'm going to cheat because I'm lazy and I don't want to waste all our film.
We're in the digital age now, Tony.
Oh, sorry, digital, sorry. We're not going to waste our digits. Yeah, look at that. Ooh, that's a beauty. Now, put it in there. That she's mixed good. I knew what I was doing. Now, see this? This is a teaspoon. Why are we using a teaspoon? Because you've never done this before. And you're not going to use a full teaspoon for a lot of you. You're going to go slow. All healing takes its time. Rome was not built in a day. People might like to think that back then they had technology and they can blink their eyes and wiggle their nose and Rome was there. It wasn't there, not in a day. Now, you're going to take, just to show you how safe it is, because everyone's going to ask you, is it safe?
What you do? Yeah, okay.
All right. Hey, man. One more. No. Okay. I only took a little. Now, this is going to go down. You're going to feel it. You're going to taste it. And it's going to have a piney type taste, which is not bad, really. You can give this to kids. Give this to adults. Okay, you can give it anyway. But you are going to dilute it. Now, for children, not only are you going to mix it with honey, but you're going to mix it in yogurt. Yogurt with fat. Not fat-free yogurt, not sugar-free yogurt, not yogurt with fruit, with fat. Okay, plain yogurt. Mix it in there and let them have it. Lactose and carrier, perfectly safe. That will get carried down into the lower GI. And if there's something down there, it ain't happy. Okay, now, this can be taken straight, but because some of you have been so damaged and so compromised, you are going to use a carrier. Now, the onus is going to be on you. We are showing you how to use this, how to apply this. The onus is on you to do the research. I will have a turpentine link on my main page in about 3 or 4 days.
So, from the time of this
video. From the time of this video. So it might even be there before you guys see the video. So check the link, download the information. Feel free to download anything off my webpage. Turpentine will be on there. Okay, now... let's read about turpentine. Oh, well, I got this. I'm going to let Dave film some recipes for you, okay, on turpentine.
Can you move your thumb?
Oh, sorry. Okay, and can you film this here, show them what it's used for? Down here. I'll flip the page, let me know. And here. Oh. Oops, sorry. Okay. You can apply turpentine in an open wound. It's a powerful disinfectant. Matter of fact, they equate turpentine to be stronger than bleach. Okay. It can cause a reddening of the skin. But those of you who are suffering from pleurisy, from tuberculosis, take it orally like I just did. And then take an old pillowcase or a sheet. You get an old pillowcase, cut three holes, get a big white pillowcase, cut three holes for the head and the arms, soak it in turpentine, and then put it on and cover your chest and your back and then wrap it up. Mm. It will kill tuberculosis. It will kill pleurisy, which is the same thing. Another word for it. It's not a form of tuberculosis. It can increase circulation. For those of you who are suffering severely from fibromyalgia, restless leg syndrome, this can be a godsend for pain, especially for those people who have pain in the hips, knees, shins, ankles. You take this stuff within moments after using it, you will find that there is tremendous relief. It's one of the best anti-inflammatories you will use. For those who are dealing with candida, parasites, do what I just did. Now, let me show you another way of doing it. Oil. I got sunflower oil here. You can use olive oil. You can use coconut oil. You can use palm oil. You can use tallow. You can use lard. Okay? Pour it in. And pour in so much. Now, with this one, I do have a dropper.
Oh, what do you know?
I'm going to cheat again. Aha! Take an old dropper, squirt. Is that what I use?
Oops, sorry.
Yep. Okay. Put it in. Okay, that's it. Oh, hold on. Take your old famous chopstick. Mix it up. Show you how safe it is. I'm gonna do it again. You guy's crazy. He's a nut. Oh, that herbal guy is crazy. He must be from Canada. Yeah, that's what we are, Canadians. Hey. Could use a little more. That's how safe it is. You see me dying? No. You see me on the floor, writhing in pain. No. Do you see me? Oh, wait. I'm growing wings. I'm going to fly. Yes. No. Nothing's happening. See? Nothing. Nothing. Okay? Understand what it is you're doing. Once you understand some of the stuff and you can see through the bull roar and the lies and the games, you'll find that a lot of these things, you've been taught iodine is poison. But now every cell in your body has iodine in it. Every cell. It protects your digestive system, protects your reproductive system, protects your thyroid, protects your heart, protects your brain. And yet you're told it's a poison. Holy jumping. We should all be dead because we've got all this poison in our body. Okay? So don't believe the baloney. Now, some of you are still going to have a hard time getting your head around what I just did. And that's okay. You ain't ready yet for that level of healing. But you're going to get there because the mutations and the genetics that we're dealing with today and the nanoparticles will drive you there. Okay? And some of you are thinking, you know, maybe I'm a little bit pushing it over the envelope. I wish I was. Now, let's say you got a tumor. You got a tumor on the arm or on the leg, or you got an outbreak of more gallons and it's popping through. Get yourself some old turpentine and rub it in. Or wrap a wrap around it. Okay? Now, in the Soviet Union, they were treating erectile dysfunction with turpentine. So is you guys. I want to get that flag raising again. Okay, because you've been stressed out, burned out, beat out, and everything else out, and tapped out, and divorced out, and everything else. Okay, but you still want to enjoy a night out with your girlfriend or your wife. Okay, take a bath. Pour a cap in the tub. Mix it up really well. Sit in it for 35 minutes. It increases circulation. One of the things turpentine does do is increases oxygen flow to the body. Okay. It'll break up any impediment in the system. Okay. If you have a weak... Now, before I go on with this, all you guys out there that write me these emails and stuff about you want to get your willy up and flag up and this up and that up. If your heart is weak, you got a weak heart, low testosterone of the heart, forget anything south of the border. South of the border ain't going to rise. Okay. You got to get a strong heart. You got to get that heart up. Okay. Once the heart is up, everything else usually goes with it. So, if you've got a weakness in the body, and our bodies respond very simply. If you've got a weakness in the body, the last thing it wants to do is to reproduce. That's a lot of energy putting out for that element. So, I'm not saying not to follow your natural instincts, and I'm just saying, and I'm also saying to do it in a moral way. I guess it's a moral way, whatever. But you can't do it if you're broken, if you're weak. Keep that in mind. Okay, so, okay, strengthen the heart, strengthen the adrenals. I mean, like, you know, there was an old remedy back in the day, arginine, B5, and choline. Couldn't get a better remedy. Strengthen the heart and strengthen the adrenals and strengthen the liver. Okay, and then when you look at a lot of Asian remedies today, that's exactly what they do. They strengthen the kidneys and they strengthen the liver. All right, so anyway. If that's something else you can do. Those of you who have women who have a yeast infection, you can use this as a douche, dilute it and apply it. Okay, it may sting a wee bit going inside soft tissue membrane, but it will kill off any bacterial overgrowth that's going on there. Now, before you do that, take it orally first. See if that'll work from that end. Usually, I give a lot of women things like thyme and bay leaf tea to remove any kind of yeast infection. Usually clears it up within a couple of days, but you must abstain from bread, cereal, pasta, rice, corn, high fructose corn syrup, that is all feeds it, molasses, agave. Don't use that agave crap. It's another one of these deception things in the health food industry. Don't consume it. The stuff they make in Mexico and the stuff they make here is not the same. I've had stevia from Brazil, and I've had stevia from North America, and I gotta tell you, the stuff from Brazil, it's a totally different thing altogether. You don't even get the bitter aftertaste. When we're looking at some of the things that you're reading in the health food store, you have to understand, when they're making it in certain countries in a certain way, there's a reason why it works that way and doesn't work here, because there's always cutting the corner and changing this molecularly and adding this GMO to it to do whatever, okay? It has diuretic properties. It will stop bleeding. Cut yourself real bad, throw some turpentine on there. Okay, cayenne pepper will also stop the bleeding, so does agrimony. Again, leukorrhea, vaginal discharge, hemorrhage, intestinal or pulmonary, uterine hemophilia, nosebleeds, rheumatism. It's great for those of you who are in pain. Trust me, you take a bath and turpentine, a capful of turpentine, 4 caps of DMSO and salts, you know, TSP, quarter cup of TSP, baking soda, Epsom salt, table salt, and borax, and some vinegar in that, and you mix it all together and sit in that for a half hour. When you get out of that tub, you'll feel like a brand new person. It's like, oh, is that what it feels like to not have so much pain? Again, you can add it in there. It's a phosphorus antidote. It used to use turpentine for epilepsy. Either that, because it opens up the blood vessels. Doesn't allow the blood vessels to close down. Okay? Breaks down gallstones. Again, good for migraine headaches. If the migraine is due to the blood vessels constricting, it'll stop it. Well, I guess that's pretty well guided all there. Now, let me read some of the other stuff here on it. Okay. Now, again, let me reiterate here. I just showed you how to use it in a carrier, honey or oil. It will work. Some people have denied that maybe you should go through a cleanse first. I have found it will work irregardless which way you go. So that I will leave that up to you and entirely up to you. Let me read some of this. This is very effective in drawing out inflammatory pain from arthritic joints and promoting their healing. Also, tumors may be covered with diluted or undiluted kerosene packs or turpentine for toe and nail fungus, as well as fungal infections of the skin. Effective parts may be soaked in concentrated diluted kerosene or turpentine. Candida infections or thrush in the mouth or vagina may be treated by coating or rinsing with diluted kerosene or turpentine. For those of you that can't afford the high cost of medical, or you can't afford the high cost of incompetent medical, because we have that here in Canada a lot, unfortunately, you're going to have to learn how to treat yourself. And this is a very inexpensive way of doing it. Go to any hardware store. Now, let me reiterate. Turpentine. Terebinth. It's, or terebinth, or in this case, terebinthine. Boy, would I butcher the French on that one. Or terebinth. Those who are French, pardon me. I don't speak French. I do speak another language, not that one. Okay, terebinthine. Okay. Any hardware store would carry this for about $6.99 and $9.99. Stockpile it. Okay, you cannot get enough of this. You can use this for a variety of things. Back here. Okay, let's see here. The very light product, which, okay, hold up. It cleans the blood as well. It's absorbed in the stomach. It also works well with teaspoon doses for low odor kerosene. So you can use kerosene. You can't get turpentine, you can get kerosene. Kerosene's just a little bit dirtier. However, for cleaning the bowel of cancer, candida, or parasites, may be necessary to take up to one tablespoon at a time. Again, in a diluted form. Okay? Do not over... because the die-off on this will be extreme. Okay? I have used this, and I have... And they tell you that parasites will come out in pieces, and it's true. You'll either pee them out, or you'll poop them out. Okay? And you'll see... And you'll also see with this, for those of you with more gallons... And some of you with more gallons may be interested in this. When you go to the washroom and you excrete or you defecate, whatever you do, poop or pee, look at your toilet bowl. Not something that you might want to think is whatever. But look at it. You may find that the particulates in the water are floating, and all kinds of them. And some are in triangular shapes. Some of them may actually reflect the markings on your skin, and that's coming out. So keep look at that. When you take a bath and you put these components in there, again, look at your water. Look at them at an angle. You may be surprised. Put a light on it. You might be surprised what is floating on the surface. You may see biofilm actually coming out of you when you pee, floating on the water with all these metal webbing things inside. You may see that. Okay. So again, I'm letting you know this. That's a sign that your body is expunging this stuff out, that you're cleaning it, that you're reducing the load inside of you. Okay? That's a good sign not to be alarmed, not to panic, not to be frightened. Your body is healing. Okay? Your body is healing. And you're doing the things and you're working, you're going in the right direction to overcome what's going on. So I'm letting you know this as well. Again, it's not to blow sunshine, it's to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Now, let me keep on here. You may find if you've got a fatty liver, this will also break down the excess fat in the liver as well. All right. When you look at it, even on the toxicity side of this, you would have to take something hugely excessive. One woman drank a cup of this stuff straight up. She had a bowel cancer, got rid of the cancer, but she puked her brains out for 3 days because of the die-off. Now, I wouldn't encourage you to do this, and I'm not going to encourage you to do this. Always take things in stride. Work up to the tolerance. Don't just... Okay. Because they don't tell you in that research that that woman might have already been used to that level. They don't tell you that. They just tell you she did it. Now, some people, you know, are gutsy and they do things. But I'm letting you know this ahead of time. I do not expect you to, you know, put in the comments and questions, well, I took 10 gallons of this stuff and I almost killed me. Well, 10 gallons is not what I told you to take. Okay, small amounts. Okay, I'm reiterating that. Okay, the scale of toxicity of kerosene or turpentine for rats is given at LD50 greater than 5,000 milligrams per kilogram. 5 grams per kilogram. So for a rat, let's say a rat rate 10 kilograms. Is that 50 million? So I mean, you'd have to take quite a bit of this. So again, 50,000, sorry, 50,000 milligrams they would have to take in order for the rat to hurt. That's a lot. That's a lot. Let me read here. I think that's it. And these are all the references here. Okay, some of the other recipes I will give you here. There, you got a couple more here. No, it's the same thing I gave there. An old-fashioned remedy that was given in Chase's day was to combine turpentine and peanut oil 1-to-1 and then apply it and rub it in, massage it in. It was to draw out poison. There was one incident in Chase's account that I was reading where a guy got bit by a mule and they mixed salt with turpentine. But when they put the affliction on the put it on the affliction, they didn't put it directly on the bite. They put it around the bite. The reason, and it's ingenious what he did. The reason why he did that is it contained the venom or the bacteria in the region and allowed the salt and the solvent to go in and disperse and break down the infection. Pure genius. Pure genius. Okay, you couldn't, I mean, it's incredibly intelligent. Today we use saline solutions internally to flush out the system. But again, for those of you who get bit, there's a suggestion. Saturate the turpentine with the salt and then apply it around the bite. Okay. Anything else, David, should I mention? All right, listen, I'm going to have the link up. I want to mention before I go, we have a European counterpart in the UK, www.health-axis.com. He's taking the information from our side, putting it on theirs, on his side. He's got his own store up there. Support him. That's John. He's a good guy. Again, www.health-axis.com. All right. Till the next segment, from Dave and myself, to your health. See ya.